But we get the opportunity to stand this morning. Just look around. Man, what a blessing it is. God's filling the house for us. But our heart's desire this morning is that if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, that you surrender your life to Him this morning and get that relation. Because that's the single most important decision that you'll ever make in your life, okay? And we're going to dig right in this. We're going to ask you to stand one more time with us for the honor of reading God's Word. We're going to be in the book of Job, real short. Scripture here, 19:25, just part of that 25th verse here. And here's what it says. It says, "For I know my Redeemer lives." Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for everyone that's in your house this morning. We ask you, Lord, to be in this service. God, begin to tug at our hearts, Lord Father, as we experience wonderful worship this morning and the celebrations of life being changed forever and the celebration of a baby. God, help us this morning to pray for those that are here that are in the middle of a battle. Father, we ask you, Lord, to begin you to move, Lord, that if someone needs to surrender to you, that they'll surrender their life this morning. And if there's someone here this morning that is a Christian that's going through struggles in life, we ask you, Lord, to speak to them as well. We understand the strict judgment upon our life of rightly dividing your word, and we accept that place this morning. In Jesus' name, if you believe that, say amen. Amen. You may be seated, okay? For journaling purposes, okay, here's going to be the title. Here's going to be the sermon text, and here's going to be the main idea. So the title is The Middle of the Battle. We just read the sermon text there out of Job 19:25, and the main idea, what we want you to grab and grasp your mind around this morning is trust doesn't come out of great effort, but out of great surrender. Trust doesn't come out of great effort, but out of great surrender. And if you know me well enough and you've heard me speak before, I always like to start out with a couple questions. And question number one is, I'm going to read some names to you. There's several names that hopefully you are familiar with these names, okay? So what I want to ask you is what does these individuals have in common? Okay, what does these individuals have in mind? And I don't know about you, but before we get started, okay, hopefully you've been reading the book of Job this week or at least listening to it, okay? But it's pretty heavy stuff, right? When you agree, it's pretty heavy. I mean, he lost his family, and now he's in the middle of this battle that he's going on, and he's got these friends that have come and talk with him and stuff. But it just seems like Job was in this really heavy state right now of this battle that he was facing. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Sounds familiar, okay? So think about that a little bit. Here's these people: Noah, Moses, Abraham and Isaac, Joshua, Joseph, David, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel, Ruth, Paul, Gideon, Jacob, Mary, Rahab, Esther, Peter, Samson, and Job. All these individuals had something in common. What is that? At some point in their life, they were all in the middle of a battle. Every individual here was in the middle. Now I'm going to ask you a question, and this is the part where, as my teacher background and certification says, you have to participate, okay? How many of you, by show of hands, have ever been in the middle of battle or in the middle of a battle right now? Let me see your hands, okay? Now, don't lie when you're in church. Let's go. Hey, church, look around. Look around. Look around. We've all got something in common this morning. We've all been in the middle of a battle. There's not anybody that ever lives this life that can't say that they haven't faced a battle at some point in their life. There's a battle happening all around us, a battle for our heart, a battle for our mind, a battle for our soul. But there's one scripture you'll hear me say often. If I've ever had the opportunity to pray with you or to pray over you, there's something that I always pray. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Always, when we're thinking of the battles that we face, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. But what we have to remember is that in the middle of chaos, there's Jesus. I don't think anybody heard me this morning, not one bit. In the middle of our battles, every one of them, there's Jesus. Amen. Shoo! Thank you, church. Amen, because we can all attest to that. Jesus is in our struggles, he's in our disappointments, he's in our heartaches, and he's in the battle. And church, I'm confident of this. I'm confident of this, just much like you go back into the scripture and you read the scripture, how that the man that wrote this, that he was very confident there was nothing that could separate him from the love of Christ. I'm as confident this morning as they wrote in the scripture there that the same God that delivered Noah with the ark, Moses at the sea, Abraham and Isaac with the lamb, Joshua at Jericho, David from Goliath, the three Hebrew children in the furnace, Daniel from the lion, that same God is here to deliver you in the middle of your battle. Amen? He's the same God. The same God, in the middle of our battles, the same God that stood there with Noah. And the Lord knows that Noah needed help. I mean, he had to spend 40 days and 40 nights on a boat with his family, okay? The Lord knows that he needed help. But the same God that instructed Noah to build this ark is the same God that is here helping us through the battles that we are facing or in the middle of today. The same God. And that's good news. And that's good news. And I'm excited down in my heart because I found out as you get older and you've been on this journey of life, typically, you get a little wiser. We hope that you do. Why? Because of the battles that you faced. The battles that you've been able to make it through. Because there's a purpose for every battle that we have to go through. There's a purpose for every one of them. Trust doesn't come out of great effort, but it comes out of great surrender. When you read through the book of Job, you see this as an example of, yes, he trusted God, but what did he have to do? He had to surrender everything to God. One of the biggest problems that you and I have and that we face here in our life as we're going through these battles, in the middle of chaos, one of the biggest problems that we have is we allow the enemy a seat at our table. We allow the enemy to pull right up a seat and sit right down at our table. When we're going through this and our head's all crazy and just jacked up because of all the battles that we're facing and thinking, how are we going to get through this? We allow the enemy to sit right at the table. And here's the thing. I appreciate friends and friendships, okay? But I'm going to read this right here in the book of Job where all of a sudden you see the enemy trying to creep in and move right up to the table. Because here's an example of three friends' advice, okay? Here's one friend of Job. One defended God and assumed. This word assumed can get a lot of people in a shape where they don't need to be. He assumed this. That Job's suffering was a result because he had sinned. That was one. Pull the enemy up to the table. Another friend assumed that Job's children must have sinned because they had suddenly died. So there's two friends that had just assumed that they knew what was going on in Job's life, okay? And they assumed. And all of a sudden, Job hears this and he allows the enemy. It could be a battle. He allows the enemy a seat at the table. And then another friend assumed and said Job deserved even more suffering and told him he needed to go repent. So here's three friends, and he called them friends, okay, that had come up here to give him advice. And they all gave him advice off of assumption. Don't allow the enemy a seat at your table. Don't allow someone to assume, well, because you're going through this, it's definitely because you have done this. Don't allow that mindset and that thinking to be at your table, because it could even create a deeper struggle while you're facing the battle that you're in the middle of. I'm not sure about you, but in the middle of crisis, I'm sure that Job, the last thing that he truly needed to hear is what he'd done wrong. That's the last thing that Job, of all people, that's the last thing that Job needed to hear of all that he had done wrong. You done this wrong, Job. You done that wrong, Job. And you can understand, because some of you have probably been there, as most of us, that assumption can really mess with your mind. Don't give the enemy a seat at your table. Sometimes you just need friends to listen and support. Sometimes that's all we need. We don't need them to tell us anything. We need them to listen and support. Pray for us as we go through this battle. Don't assume that we've sinned just because we're in the middle of a battle. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't hear this the wrong way. Now, I love good friends, and I've got some good ones that are sitting in here. And I've got some good ones that have told me some hard things before, okay? Now, just because I say this, what I want you to understand is, don't get me wrong, if you're out here and you're living this riotous life and you're sinning left and right and you're doing what you want to do and living how you want to live and playing how you want to play, now I think it's valuable to have friends, and I know I've got one sitting right there. If I'm out here living a riotous life, he's going to scoot up to my table and say, "Hey, John, don't you think you ought to think about what you're doing?" Now, that's good friendship. It wasn't, he didn't assume that I was sinning. He could see it going on. He could see it going on. So just because we say we got friends that give in our advice, that sometimes they just need to listen and support, sometimes we need those friends that's going to take that staff and whack us a little bit and say, "Hey, come on, buddy. It's time to get back in line. It's time to get back. You're in the middle of a battle. I'll tell you why you're in the middle of a battle. You're out here wallowing with the pigs. Come on now, get back. Let's get back." So you got to understand this battle that we're going through. But in Job's darkest hour, when he was discouraged, he made two powerful statements. One we read the week before. The other one we read this week, and you've already heard it. There was two powerful statements that he made that showed us this great surrender and how much that he truly trusted God. Statement number one comes out of Job 13:15 that says this: "Though he slay me, I will trust him." Though he slay me, this is a man that had lost everything. Could you say that? An individual that has lost everything, when you say you lose your children, your spouse, your livelihood, could you look and say, "Though he slay me, I will trust him"? And number two, he said, "I know my Redeemer lives. I know that he lives. I trust him. I know that he lives." Why? Because I've been through battles before. And God has been there. Because I've been in the middle of struggles before. I've been in the middle of disappointments before. And God has always been there. When you've done life, at some point, you gain a little wisdom and say, "Though he slay me, I will trust him." There is a purpose and a plan behind every struggle and battle that you are going through and you're facing today. Every one of us, as you've seen as we started this off, the majority of everyone raised their hand and said they had either been in the middle of a battle or they're currently in the middle of a battle. Guys, we're in the same boat this morning. We are in the same boat. Joe knew the same God who was responsible of holding the entire universe together is the same God that is defending him in the middle of this battle. He understood that. How do we know he understood that? Because of what he wrote down here in the scripture, the book of Job here, what was written down. That's how he understood that. He knew the God that created all things, the God that was holding it all in his hands, was the same God that was right there with him. Did he understand what was going on? No, most of the time we don't understand what's going on. We don't understand why we have to go through what we... But he understood one thing, is that God was by his side. Yes, Job was human, just like you and us. He asked the human question, "Why? Why, Lord? Why me? Why do I have to lose everything?" That's the human instincts of when things go on in our life. We begin to ask why. But what we have to be careful of is that while we're in the middle of the battle, we don't why ourselves right out of a church and abandon our faith. We're in the middle of the battle. We don't need to wire ourselves, oh, God surely is not on my side, so we leave church. That's the worst mistake that you can make. Or we abandon our faith. See, I prayed about this, and I've heard people say this before. I prayed about it, and God just didn't answer it. Well, do you know the heart and mind of God? I don't. But I do know something, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So whatever God says, even in struggles, good and bad times, disappointment, angers, I know that God's going to be there with me. And the same God that delivered all of them before is the same God that will deliver you. Don't wire yourself right out of church. Don't wire yourself to abandon your faith. We must shift our focus from the why to what Job had written down. I know my Redeemer lives. He didn't say, I know your Redeemer lives. He had a personal relationship with him. I know my Redeemer lives. This morning, if you're in the middle of the battle, that's what you've got to look at, is I know my Redeemer lives. That's my God, my Jesus, because of what he's done for me. Because from great surrender, that's when we see where the trust comes into it. We have to surrender all to him. Surrender all. Somebody needs to surrender. Somebody needs to give their life to Jesus. Somebody is a Christian here this morning and is in the middle of a battle. I told you this is heavy this morning. When I read the book of Job, it was just heavy. Because I know we all face these struggles and these battles together. And we're in the middle of it together. Together. So understand that battles will come and battles will go. But we have to surrender and trust God. Well, give me an example. Children of Israel. Who are the children of Israel? That's us, right? Those that have been saved. Give our life to Jesus Christ. That's us. So here's an example. Think about this. Here's the children of Israel that was in bondage, in slavery under Pharaoh. And a man of God come through there, and God told him to do something. Thank God that he did. And he told him that there was a better way to come and follow him. And they went to the Red Sea. They got to the point of the Red Sea. And instead of just completely surrendering there, because it looked hopeless. It looked hopeless right in front of them. There's a sea, there's Pharaoh, there is his army. We're going to surely die. We're going to surely die. But there's something that the wise minister said there. As God had spoke to him, he told them a couple things here. Yeah, you might see this army, but here's what God is telling us. Stand still in the middle of your battle now. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes in the middle of chaos, you just need to stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Someone this morning needs to surrender. Someone needs to stand still. Someone needs to see the salvation of the Lord. Someone needs to trust. As you listen to God begin to speak to you through the Holy Spirit in your heart, maybe he's already tugging you and saying, this is you, this is you, this is you. Listen to that. Contemplate on what he's saying and what he's wanting you to do. And if you're lost this morning, surrender to him. If you're struggling, surrender to him. There's times that God allows us to go through the middle of the battle. Why? To grow us closer. Not because we've done anything wrong, but because there's a purpose and a plan in the middle of that battle. Not because you've done anything wrong, but God says there's a bigger plan out there that you don't even see, and I've got it taken care of. Just trust me. All you have to do is surrender. When Job said, I know my Redeemer lives, Job's words just didn't come out of nowhere, but it come from his heart. It come from his heart. Why? Because he'd already put his faith and trust in Jesus. He'd already been battle tested, and the Lord had already proved to him that even though he might look around and things are not going right, that he knew that his Redeemer lived. in the middle of a battle, in the middle of struggles. We have to trust that God's plan and purpose is far greater than ours. Job's confession here was an expression of absolute surrender. Have I told you this morning, someone needs to surrender. Someone needs to give their life to Jesus. Someone needs to give their battle to Jesus this morning, right in the middle. Even in the middle of those lonely hours, Job dug deep and he depended on the Lord. When his friends said a lot of things, Job trusted God. Job, in hope, looked beyond his circumstances, and in faith, he rested in God. He believed God's word, and he waited on God patiently. Have I told you? Somebody needs to surrender. Friends, this example that Job has given us here in the Word of God, it's an example of great surrender. It's an example of trusting God, and it's an example of faith. Having faith that God has a better plan ahead. Trust doesn't come out of effort, but it comes out of great surrender. Someone needs to surrender. The God who holds the universe together. Do you realize that? That God holds the whole universe in the palm of his hands. If you think about how all of it just works. It's no magic potion that it just, it works. It works because God is holding it in. And if you think about this. If you think how all this really comes together, don't you think the God that holds the universe in the palm of his hands can take care of your problems this morning? Don't you think he can take care of the battle that you're in the middle of? The God that created all things, if he can take care of the whole universe, he can surely take care of our problems here in Mount Sterling, Kentucky, okay? He can take care of that. He's a big enough God to be able to take care of that. Amen. Just one word from God can change everything. Just one word. Just one word from God can change everything. Listen to this. As Job gave us an example here, here's an example for us to really think about. Never be moved by what you see, because God is always working behind the scenes. Because the battle may look endless and like you're never going to get, never allow that to move you in this direction or that, but allow God to work behind the scenes. And you just completely surrender that God is working behind the scenes and trust that his plan is perfect. Amen? Amen? Through my battle struggle, the struggle that I had with cancer, guess what? I had to come to a point where I just completely surrendered. I didn't know how it was going to end up. I didn't know how it was going to end up. But I was confident. I was confident that my Redeemer lives. Storms will come, but never let the size of the storm and the length of that battle intimidate your faith. Never allow it to intimidate your faith. Someone needs to surrender. You might want to jot this down. Trials are temporary, but triumph is eternal. Trials are temporary, but triumph is eternal. The same God that sent his son, that conquered death, hell, and the grave, that same God, my Redeemer, lives. Where does he live? He lives in my heart and soul. And it wasn't anything that I ever earned or deserved. It's because he so loved the world that he gave his son that we would have the opportunity. Somebody in Mount Sterling, Kentucky this morning needs to surrender to God. We're going to show you a little video. It's a little over a minute long. Okay? And it's a real familiar, most of you church-going folks that have been a part of a church maybe your whole life, okay, you're going to know this song. And most of you that probably don't, you're probably going to say, yeah, I've heard that song. But during this time, here's what I want you to do. We've already all confessed that, yeah, we've either been in the middle of the battle or we're in the middle of a battle. Amen? I want you to listen, and as the Holy Spirit begins to speak to your heart, see if there's any truth in what this song is telling us to do. Now, here's what we'll do sometimes. We'll get conformed to our traditions and our patterns, and we'll ignore when God begins to speak to us. But I'm going to tell you, in the middle of this video, if God is saying you need to come to the altar, you need to be saved, then by means, go ahead and do that. If you're in the middle of a battle and during this little video, God is saying you need to come and surrender to the Lord, that battle that you're in the middle, by all means, go ahead and do that, because that is what the Lord wants you to do. That's when the real invitation truly goes out, is when God is inviting you to come. He's inviting you to surrender. Listen to this song and just reflect on yourself. Take a listen. In the same boat. We're all in the middle of a battle. All to Jesus. All to Jesus. You're sitting here this morning and you're like, what is the answer? All to Jesus is the answer. All to Jesus. Surrendering your situation to God, all your, even through my own even personal battles that I've struggled with in life. There's one thing that remains the same. Of the ups and the downs and the disappointments and the angers and the confusion that has went through all of our lives, there's one thing that I can tell you that remained the same. That was God. He didn't change for me. He didn't change for Noah. He didn't change for Daniel. He done what only God can do. But what we have to do, there's a responsibility on our part this morning as the invitation is being extended. There's a responsibility of something that you've got to do. Well, what is that? Surrender. Because God ain't never changed. He's never changed in any situation. And I'm telling you, he's not going to change. So what we have to do is we have to surrender. You can put all the effort into it that you want, but you have to come to the point where rubber meets the road, where you're faced in the front of the Red Sea, and you have to say, okay, I'm going to stand still and watch God be God. I'm going to watch him do what only he can do. Who needs to surrender? Greater is he that is in me. I believe that. I believe that this morning. Do you? Do you believe that this morning? If you're in the middle of financial struggles, surrender. Disappointment, surrender. Anger, surrender. Loneliness, surrender. The loss of a loved one, surrender. If you're lost this morning, if you're scared this morning, if you need salvation this morning, you're going to have to do what all of us have done at some point in our life that has a relationship. Surrender. Someone needs to surrender. Someone needs to be saved. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Thank you that I could testify this morning that my Redeemer lives. But God, we know that there's someone in the house this morning that you are giving the opportunity today, in the middle of this battle, to surrender. God, as you begin to deal with their hearts, Father, we ask you to just tug, draw them to an altar of repentance. Show them that they just have to admit that they're a sinner, that they have to believe that you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross and rose again on the third day, and that they have to confess that you are their Lord and Savior. Father, you said that you would save them. And Father, those that are here this morning that are Christians, that are in the middle of a battle, God, we would pray that you would speak to them, that they would, if they're faced right at the Red Sea, that they would ultimately say, I surrender this battle to you. Father, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand? Would you consider? Would you surrender? Would you respond?